Gasoline prices are down $1 per gallon since summer, and predictions are that heating costs will drop slightly this winter. That's good news, according to Randy Udall, son of former Congressman Morris Udall and head of the Community Office for Resource Efficiency in Aspen, Colorado. But Udall predicts the lower prices won't last more than a few years.
The reason I think the fundamentals argue for higher prices is that U.S. production, our domestic production of oil and natural gas, peaked 30 years ago, and it's been in decline, steady decline ever since. In North America this year, we will drill 100 new natural gas wells each day, and natural gas production in North America is going to go down.
So Udall is urging more consumers to look at switching to fuel-efficient cars and to consider energy-efficient appliances. He says policymakers in Wisconsin have taken some good steps in the areas of ratepayer efficiency programs, green buildings, and renewable energy like wind power. He acknowledges there are local battles over siting a lot of wind turbines.
Every energy technology have impacts. And these wind machines are enormous machines. I personally think they look good in a pastoral landscape.
Udall says he gets along well with the energy industry. Now, that same industry is adding on to coal-fired power plants in Oak Creek and Weston, is building several new transmission lines, and is looking at whether to expand nuclear power along Lake Michigan. But Udall says it's inevitable that Wisconsin will want to do more with its own energy resources. Udall is in Wisconsin to speak to energy efficiency and renewable energy groups. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.